com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What's going on with your health? We talk about it, think about it, talk about it often, but are we really doing anything about it? Are we really making that radical change that I always talk about? Because you can think about it, you get maybe overweight by 15 pounds, and it kind of adds on here and there, and your energy levels start to drop just a little bit over a period of time, drink a little bit more coffee, maybe going to sleep a little bit later, staying on the internet too long, or staying up late watching TV, whatever it might be. You start doing these little things over and over, and you look back, and all of a sudden you gain 30 pounds in a year. You've lost your energy. Now you're taking blood pressure medication, and you're depressed. And you're thinking, what happened? I was doing great before, and now I'm not. It happens very slight. The changes in our course of life happen at just a very, very minimal change of that rudder that we have and that we're in control of many times. And when you make these slight little alterations in the rudder, if you're not paying attention to all the gauges in your life, and all of a sudden you can find yourself radically off course. And then all of a sudden it takes another 6 months or so to repair that little bit of shift that took you to a different place. So right now, what I want to talk to you about is about making a change. Making that little bit of shift that you need to in your rudder of life to get you back where you need to be. The good news is that you can make it. And there's so many little things that you can do every single day, different lifestyle changes that you can make every single day to get you back on course. And at the website, asaandrew.com, you'll find the 7 health prescriptions that will help guide you in that way. And I encourage you to take a look at them. Because it's really simple. It is. If you're willing to make some changes in your life. See, that's what it's all about. In my book, I talk about, do you want to get well? And if you think about that for just a moment, it's the want to. If you make that decision, if you make that mental decision that you want to get well, you want to stay well, you want to live well, not just for yourself, but for all those around you, for people that need you to be healthy, for your loved ones, your kids, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, those that need you and want you to be healthy, that want you to be around an extra 10 years. They don't want you to kick the bucket at 65. They want you to be around at 85 because they love you and they need you. That's a reason alone to make changes, to start exercising when you don't want to. Think everybody wants to exercise? Sure, some people get addicted to it. I've been kind of in that category with weight training and that sort of thing. It's just been something I've done ever since I was a kid. You know, playing sports in high school, I just got into it. And it's something I love. It's a great stress reliever. I feel good when I do it. So it's not really a chore. Sometimes it is. So I have to do morning workouts. Sometimes I don't want to get up early and go. But I still go. And when I'm done, I feel great. And I'm glad I went. It's having that daily discipline to eat healthy, to turn away the junk food and make those good choices, knowing that when you make those healthy choices, it's going to help reproduce the good new healthy cells in your body. And only you can do that. No one else can do that for you. So when you're thinking about your kids or your grandkids, and when you're thinking about losing 30 pounds, when you're thinking about, I really don't want to be taking this medication the rest of my life, when you're thinking about the fact that you're taking Glucophage, you've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and maybe, just maybe, it's not genetic. Maybe it's the donuts and the fast food you've been eating for the last 10 years. Oh, just maybe. Maybe it's the 40 pounds that you put on. Maybe it's the fact that you haven't had any discipline or control over your life, and food's been controlling you, not you controlling the food. It's okay. I mean, this is not a bashing session. If that's been where you are, then it's understandable. It's okay. The body can change. You can change. But you have to drive it. No one else is going to drive it. You have to be the driver. You have to be the one to make the change. You have to be the one to make a difference. No one else is going to do that for you. But the great thing is the body changes every single day. And if we're willing to make a radical shift in our mind, and we're willing to realize that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. And if 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related, that somehow, some way, that's good news. 20% or so are genetic. That means a lot of it lies in our hands. That means there's hope. Hope again to get well. Hope again to feel great again. You can do that. It's not a bunch of hype. It's not a bunch of false hope. It's the truth. And I've seen it many, many times with people in the clinical setting. I've seen it more times than you can shake a stick at, as we say in the South. And if other people can do it, and I've seen miracles happen, you can too. The greatest miracle is when somebody makes the decision. They have a made-up mind. That they get sick and so sick and tired of being sick and tired that they have a made-up mind and they say, you know what, enough. I've had it. 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, what's up? How can I help?
Hey, Dr. Andrews. I wanted to give you a call. I have seasonal allergies.
Okay.
And they're really bad in the spring, and the over-the-counter allergy medication just really makes me drowsy, and it doesn't really help me all that much. Is there anything that I can do as far as dieting the right way, eating the right kind of foods that might be able to help alleviate some of these allergies?
Yeah, there's a lot you can do for allergies. Tell me a little bit about your diet. What does it look like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Typical day, just, you know, briefly, just typical. Yeah.
Typical day, may get, you know, something quick for breakfast, you know, a boiled egg or if that at all. And then, I hate to say it, but, you know, junk food, you know, a hamburger and fries typically for lunch. And then, you know, a home-cooked meal at dinner, but that may be late sometimes.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Let me just give you some of the basics. That's your average American right there, just so you know. So the basics are this. With allergies, you have what are called basophils or mast cells. All right. Now, these mast cells, they produce a substance called histamine. Histamine is what causes all these reactions. So, for example, histamine is produced when you don't break down your proteins from the mast cells. And then you come in contact with pollen or ragweed or cat dander or just whatever might be outside or inside for that matter, mold and that kind of thing. And so you've already got a high level of histamine because you're not breaking down the proteins. You're not eating the right kind of food. So you've got a higher level of inflammation in the body. And then you're catching all of this pollen and ragweed and whatnot. So your body can't break things down. And when your body can't break things down very well, that becomes the issue. So the way to correct that and the way to really kind of knock that out, and again, this is getting to the root cause, because what do? You're going over to the counter and you're taking an antihistamine, which is cutting down the histamine. It makes you real drowsy in the process, not working very well. And so really, to get to the root cause, you've got to do things that will, first of all, lower inflammation in the body, so you've got to eat the right kind of foods. So putting the right kind of proteins in, lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats. You want to stay away from grains, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, flour-based foods, because they raise inflammation and they have a protein in them called gluten. And then also cow's milk, dairy are something that need to be avoided because of the casein protein. The body has a hard time breaking it down. So it really does come down to food choices. So when you say, are there things you can do dietarily? Yeah, there are a lot. As a matter of fact, that's the root cause of why people deal with allergies. We'll get into a little bit more about seasonal allergies and what to do about them in just a moment, Jeff. Hang tight.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,579.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,619.25, $809.63 for a half ounce, or $404.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,619.25, $809.63, and $404.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Live lines are open, 888-283-7272. We're talking with Jeff and talking about seasonal allergies. Jeff, we were going into kind of some detail about that, and I was talking about how the body actually makes that substance called histamine, because we know with allergies, I mean, we've all gone to the drugstore and we're itchy eyes, especially in the South, itchy eyes, runny nose, and you're just sneezing and coughing, and you're just having this histamine reaction. You take in histamine, and it'll cut down on the symptoms, but it makes you drowsy, and you just don't feel right. And that's really no way to live for a couple of months at a time. So getting to the root cause of it, and what I was talking about, is you've got to cut out the foods, number one, that create the histamine. You've got to put better foods in your body so it lowers inflammation. And then you also want to give the body things to break down your proteins at a higher rate. So instead of maybe digesting 25 to 30% of what you're eating, you'll end up digesting about 80 or 90%. And so that's really a good way to go and a good way to look at it. So first things first is to make sure that you're eating non-inflammatory foods. Top two food groups to eliminate when you're dealing with allergies: cow's milk, dairy, and this is not forever, it's just mainly during the allergy season, cow's milk, dairy, and going gluten-free. And I would go completely off flour-based foods for that period of time. Bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, the whole nine yards. And just do it for maybe about an eight-week period. See how your body responds. Most people do very well. If you want to do any milk products, you can do goat's milk or coconut milk. Both of those are very good. And even almond milk, but it can't have any sugar in it. It's got to be completely raw in how it's made. And some people, if you've got viral-type infections in the body, the almonds are going to flare that up, so you want to be real careful with it. But anyway, if you're going to do milk products, you stay away from cow's milk altogether. Cheese, milk, you know, yogurt, I stay away from all cow's milk dairy. The casein protein, it just becomes a challenge. Now, to break down the excess proteins, a couple of things. Most people, after about the age of 25 or 30, just because of stress levels, you know, life happens, we begin to lose a lot of our body's hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which can break down the excess proteins. Our body uses that to break down the proteins and the fats and whatnot. So by cutting down the by losing the HCL, you're going to lose the ability to break down proteins, which is going to increase that histamine response and increase the mast cells. It's a big challenge. So hydrochloric acid you can find in a health food store. You can get it. It's called betaine hydrochloride, a little capsule. You can take the capsules with your meals, but also you can do apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar, take a tablespoon or two of that with your meals. Now, here's the kicker. The old adage is that some people have not enough hydrochloric acid, and that's usually the case with allergies. However, there is a small percent chance that you have too much. If you have too much and you take apple cider vinegar, it's going to burn a lot. And it's obviously a good indicator of what's going on. Then you can look at things like glutamine and aloe vera juice. But the other deal is if you take it and you feel great, meaning you take it with a meal, a couple of tablespoons or one tablespoon, and you eat a meal, and all of a sudden you don't feel bloated, you feel good, allergy symptoms subside just a little bit, it means you're breaking your proteins down much better. It means you didn't have enough hydrochloric acid, and so that might be something to look into a little bit further. So those are little self-test things, and then, of course, the others at your health food store, but something to look into because allergies can be a real challenge, obviously. They make some natural allergy products that can really help break things down. And I'll tell you, an old-school remedy that works well is to get natural honey from your local farmer's market or whatever, and just take about a couple tablespoons a day of that natural honey, because it's almost like it creates a similar reaction to like a vaccine in the body where you create antibodies and whatnot against pollens and that sort of thing. But that's kind of your Band-Aid, your natural Band-Aid. Really, the root cause is your body getting to a place where it will break things down, and that's the thing you want to focus on when it comes to allergies. Hope that helps, Jeff. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Also, look at our new health prescription newsletter. It's an e-zine, as we call it. Great information from different experts, and we're going to have different articles on there. I think you'll enjoy it. It's going to be coming out weekly. Let's go to John now. Hi, John.
Hey, Don. I appreciate you taking my call. You have helped me and my wife. You have helped us tremendously. We follow a lot of the guidelines in your book. I'm calling
you about
a child that we fostered that's 24 years old, and all of a sudden these lumps have started to come up on her spine and also her shoulder and also her neck. Tonight, her neck has increased in swelling. And we have, she has went to a clinic, and she doesn't have any insurance. And all the blood work seemed to come back okay. But they, like I say, the lumps had come up and they're sore, and we went to, I went and talked with a doctor today and explained that she didn't have any insurance, and he recommended her to go to a doctor that, that deals with cancer. And, so this is kind of where we are today, and I've read your book, and I think it's related to toxins and possibly, has to do with the immune system and maybe with the lymph nodes. And I just wanted to see what might be your advice on this.
Okay, so the doctors that she's seen said that that they think they're cyst? Is that kind of where they're going?
No, they haven't. They don't really know what it is. The clinic that she's went to, you know, all they said it was related to her spine and her vertebra and all of this, but we're concerned that all of a sudden these lumps are popping up everywhere. And now she calls tonight and say her neck is also swollen. And we're just very concerned about, you know, where to go from here. But
sore?
What I read, it seems to go along with a lot of what you said in your book.
Yeah.
But what amazed me was one of the doctors had directed her to go to a doctor that you know, majors in ideas with cancer, and he did not even look at her. And so that's a concern I have there also.
This is my thought on that. Are they sore? Do they hurt? And how big are they?
Yeah, she says that they're sore and says her neck is hurting. She said tonight her neck, she's been a lot of pain with her neck.
Okay. I would do this. My thoughts are this. I would get another opinion, go to a different doctor, have her see a dermatologist first. If you got to get a referral, do that. But go see a dermatologist, have them look at it, a different one. Because it could be fatty cysts, sebaceous cysts that begin popping up, and it can be due to excess cortisol in the body, but it might not be. And there just needs to be more tests done. I'm not good with, we don't know what it is, and just leaving you where you are. Get some more opinions. Because there's a lot of things it could be, and that definitely is not normal, and it could be some excess cyst formation.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50-75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. USA Today talks about, this is a brand new story, where girls are hitting puberty now earlier than ever. And the title says, Doctors Aren't Sure Why. Really? You've got to be kidding me. This is about fit. Seriously, you've got to be kidding me. With what we have in our food supply right now, hormones in the chickens, we're taking a chicken from a chick to a full-grown chicken, I mean, in like a matter of months or weeks. I mean, it's unbelievable, pumping them full of hormones. If you don't think that's the case, check out Food Inc. It's a video out there right now. You just go watch that, and then we'll have a conversation. It's unbelievable. The hormones that we're putting in the chickens, you don't think that affects our kids? You are. You're seeing young women, girls, going into puberty just the earliest age. It's crazy. And you want to get me fired up. I have a little girl. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on. So let me read this to you. About 15% of American girls now are beginning puberty by age 7. You have to sit down with your daughter at 7 and explain what her menstrual cycle is. According to a study of 1,200 girls published last year in the Journal of Pediatrics, 1 in 10 white girls begin developing breasts by age 7. Twice the rate seen in a 1997 study. If I was a cussing man, I would be cussing over this right now. This is crazy. What are we doing? Really? I mean, really, what are we doing with our young people? Folks, we've got to step up, and we've got to realize that the choices we're making right now as parents are affecting our kids. And we control the kind of food that goes in their body. And it is, this is not, it's, there's estrogens in the water supply, tap water, in the creams and lotions that we have, beauty products, the personal care products. We don't just evolve over time. I mean, if this is the case, if it's doubled, meaning they were hitting puberty in 1997 at age 14, and now it's 2011, right? So here we are, what, 14 years later? And it's doubled, meaning now at 7 they're hitting puberty. What, are they going to start hitting puberty now at like age 3? We're going to have toddlers menstruating? Really? Is that where we're headed? Because in 1997, I guarantee you that it's been age 13 and 14, which was the standard, the gold standard, years ago. I mean, when I was studying biology way back in the day, it hasn't been that long, but way back in the day when I was in college, you know, as a pre-med student, I mean, that was like the standard of what women were getting their, going through puberty and all that kind of deal. And it's been that way forever. So just now in American society, kids are going into puberty and having their menstrual cycle at age 7. I mean, what's going on? So among black girls, 23% hit puberty by age 7. Over the last 30 years, we've shortened the childhood of girls by a year and a half, says Sandra Steingraber, author of a 2007 report on early puberty for the Breast Cancer Fund, an advocacy group. Girls are being catapulted into their adolescence long before their brains are ready for the change. This is a phenomenon that poses serious risk to their health, says Maria Herman, which is an adjunct professor at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. This is an issue facing the new generation, says one of the doctors. One of the Duke pediatricians, an endocrinologist at the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, who treats girls with early puberty. Many parents don't know what's going on. Researchers don't completely understand why the age of puberty is falling. Dr. Herman says most agree that several forces are at work, from obesity to hormone-like environmental chemicals, you think? There's no evidence that the boys are maturing any earlier, says Paul Kaplitz, author of Early Puberty in Girls. No, boys aren't developing earlier because testosterone is their main issue. They're actually developing later because there's so much estrogens and hormones, female hormones, in the food supply that it's suppressing their testosterone levels. Are the growing man boobs at like kids' ages. It's called gynecomastia. That's what's going on with the guys. It's crazy. It says the data clearly showed that girls once matured much later, probably because of poor diets and infectious disease left them relatively thin. A girl's lack of body fat may have sent a message to their bodies that they weren't yet ready to carry a pregnancy, she said. In the 1840s, for example, girls in Scandinavia didn't begin menstruating until 16 or 17. Okay, American girls now are menstruating at 7. Girls in Scandinavia in the 1840s, 16 or 17. So do you think we're evolving? I mean, what's really going on? So an endocrinologist at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington noted this. She said, as nutrition and living conditions improved, the age at first menstruation occurred 2 to 3 months earlier each decade. By 1900, American girls were getting their periods by age 14. So is it really the fact that as nutrition and living conditions improved, did they improve? I think that's a bunch of bunk, really. I don't think our living conditions probably have improved. Sure, I can say that. And our society's definitely been in a better place financially, and we've grown technologically as a society. But what's going on with the nutrition? We haven't gotten any better. The more processed food. Look at any nation right now, any nation out there. Look at a third world country that gets some of our fast food chains, and they start adopting our diet. You give me a study on that country. And I will show you a country that's become sicker than they've ever been. And we have our young girls. I'll tell you, my daughter is not going to be in that statistic right there. That's not happening. We've got young little kids that are going through puberty at 7. That means that if the wrong situation came along at the wrong time, and there was, I mean, you think about these stories about girls that get molested and all that, which is just horrific. I mean, you hear these stories and it just puts tears in my eyes and it just breaks my heart. You can have girls pregnant at 8 and 9 years old. Kids having kids. That's crazy. And it really is. It's not some phenomenon. That word just blows my mind. The proof's in the pudding. And I don't care. I don't care, you know, what people think by me saying this. It really, go look at the research out there. We can control this. Meaning we can make better choices for our kids, feeding them better foods, being careful with the hormones that are in some of the poultry products, and being careful with that. We have to. We have a choice as Americans. We do. And, you know, I'm not, and this may come off like I'm knocking, you know, some of the poultry and the chicken farmers and all that, that are doing that. You know, that's their own deal. You know, you got it. If that's your business and that's what you're doing, then, you know, just it is what it is. But I'm just saying that you individually have a choice. And there's hormone-free, antibiotic-free foods out there. There are pesticides and chemicals that you can avoid by going organic. And not everybody knows this, but I hope you learn it, because to see our young little girls to have to, like they just said it in this study or in this article. They said they're going through puberty before their little brains and their bodies are ready to handle that. And it just breaks my heart. I mean, it really does when I read something like this. There's so much that we can do to make a difference. Please, watch the food you're putting in to your children. Really research it. Make sure that, you know, they're making the best choices nutritionally for them. I'm not saying don't let them have candy and that kind of stuff. I mean, sugar is not the best thing for your kids. Listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Let's go now to Merlin. Merlin, welcome to the show.
I have a question. In the last 6 months, when I got my cholesterol checked 6 months ago, it was 196, my overall. My triglycerides was like 146, and my HDL was 42. When I had it checked this last 6 months, my overall had went to 215, my triglycerides was 205, and I think my HDL was back down to like 36. What do I need to do, and what can I do to change this triglyceride level? I don't find much information on that.
Have you done anything different, meaning has your diet changed in the last 6 months?
They upped my Synthroid from 112 to 125 because my levels were back out again. And I've gained about 10 pounds right through the midsection. I don't know if Synthroid makes you gain weight or if it's just my diet. I've been under a lot of stress, and maybe I've tried to lay off and not eat fried foods. I never have a whole lot of fried foods.
So you haven't made major changes, just cutting out some fried foods, and there's been some change in your medication, but that's about it, right? And so your cholesterol levels are going up, triglycerides are going up. And what is your age again?
I'm 48, just turned 48.
Yes, you're... Okay, all right. Well, there's a lot you can do. The good news is you're at a point with your cholesterol and your triglycerides that you can make some pretty quick changes and see some really good results. The Synthroid is not really going to throw off your cholesterol levels. Really aren't related. Now, the weight gain and stress levels, those are related, and that could affect the thyroid as well, and there's a couple things I want to talk to you about on that. So let's do this. Let's go into a commercial break, and I want you to hang tight. When we come out, we'll talk about the thyroid, but we're also going to talk about cholesterol and triglyceride levels and what to do naturally to get those balanced. We'll be right back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Lisa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neoferra.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neoferra.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. Going into the break, we're talking to Marilyn, and we're dealing with cholesterol levels. And the cholesterol levels she was talking about were a little bit around 215 for the total. The HDLs, which are the good guys, have gotten a little bit too low. They're down in the 30s. And then the triglycerides are up in the 200s, low 200s. And we're also talking about how, is that related with thyroid? Because you're dealing with hypothyroidism, and they've upped your medication, the Synthroid or the levothyroxine. They've upped that a little bit. Now you've gained a little bit more weight in your midsection, but you've been saying there's a lot of stress going on in your life, too. And I was just kind of talking about how really the two aren't related. They're two separate issues going on. But, I mean, everything, realize that everything affects everything in the body. So with cholesterol, first things first, you've cut out the fried foods in your diet, and that's a good thing. It's always a good thing to do because they're full of trans fats and fats that really aren't good for you, and they're top cancer-causing fats too. But looking at it, when it comes to a cholesterol issue, you always want to make sure your diet is doing really well. And so following principles like in my book, you can come up with all kinds of great new ideas for eating healthy, cutting down foods that create inflammation within the body, and getting your body to function just at a higher level. And those are eating good, clean, lean quality proteins like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and the good healthy fats like the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. I'll tell you some secrets, though, for cholesterol and for triglycerides. The eggs are the top cholesterol-lowering food that we have. And I mean literally just eating the whole egg. Organic eggs cost about $1, $1.50 more for a carton, but it's worth it. And eating the whole eggs are really important. 2 to 3 organic eggs cooked every day in coconut oil or butter, maybe for breakfast, are one of the top cholesterol-lowering foods. Why? Because it has two components in the egg yolk. One's choline, that's a transporter, and also it has lecithin. Lecithin is a fat emulsifier. It helps push the cholesterol plaque arterial walls out of the body. So a couple things that are helpful with that. So that's good for cholesterol. The other that is really important, red yeast rice. Great research around red yeast rice. And, of course, they did research based off the statin drugs combined with red yeast rice. But, yeah, I mean, great research on that. And it works like a charm. It helps with the HDLs, keeping those up, and the LDLs keeping those down. So just something to look into and do some research for yourself. Vitamin E plays a big role. So as long as you're not taking anything with blood thinners, then vitamin E is a good way to kind of cut down on the LDL cholesterol and keeping the HDLs up. And then triglycerides, here's a kicker. You said something, is there a correlation? The one little correlation with triglycerides and your thyroid really is not so much the thyroid, it's the stress that you talked about. And you said you're under a lot of stress and you're dealing with a lot of stress, and what stress does is it shuts down the adrenal glands. It causes what's called adrenal fatigue. And with adrenal fatigue, you have to really make sure that you're supporting the adrenal glands, these little glands sitting on top of the kidneys. Well, when we get stressed out, we burn up a vitamin, a B vitamin, called vitamin B5 or pantothene or pantothenic acid. And when we get into burning up our B5, then we start cutting down as far as adrenal function. But see, also, vitamin B5 is what the body uses to regulate triglycerides. And so when we get low in that vitamin B5, not only does the adrenal function go down, but also triglycerides can come up. And so by supplementing with vitamin B5, you can see the body get supported. Not only your adrenal glands get healthy, and you can support those along with vitamin C, but also it can help regulate triglycerides. So that's something to look into. If you're researching more natural things and you're wanting to kind of find out exactly what's going on with more of the natural side, and, you know, dietary type things that you can do to help the body, those are some great things to look into. But your diet's the key. Remember, supplements are supplements. They are what they are. That's why we call them supplements. We don't call them staples of our diet. They're a supplement. They're an addition to. Because there's certain things that we just can't get out of our food supply, certain foods that we just can't eat enough of them to get the nutrients that we need, and that's why supplements help. The Foundational Four, which is what I recommend for just about everybody and their grandmother, is these are the four things that we don't get in our normal food supply, no matter how organic they are. and that's a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break down your food, cod liver oil in the oil form, not the gel cap, to give you the vitamin A, vitamin D, and the omega-3 fats that our body needs, and then probiotics. The probiotics put the good bacteria back in our digestive tract. Just because our diet is so void of getting the good bacteria, and we've taken antibiotics for so long, it stripped us of all of the good bacteria in our body. We need it. So combining all of these together is so important. And then, of course, getting your diet on track and looking into some of these things, I think, will be a great help to you and support along the way. So when you talk with your doctor, when you go get maybe some more blood work, and if they're wanting you to do medication, maybe talk to them, because you're kind of at that borderline tier. And they may let you and really support you doing things from a natural perspective, as long as you're really disciplined about it. But make sure you go back in 8 weeks or so and get your blood work done again. Don't wait 6 months. That's too long. You need to stay on top of it. Don't let this go by. And as far as the thyroid medication, I would just kind of hang tight on that and work on your stress levels, work on supporting the adrenal glands. If you want to look into iodine, iodine can support the thyroid. Work with your doctor on that. There's a urine test they can do to see what your iodine levels are. And that's probably a good route to go, just because supporting every organ system in the body, whether it's a trace mineral, vitamin, or mineral deficiency, and supporting, finding out what that is and supporting it, is always going to help you, because you never just want to take a medicine if there's something nutritionally you can do to an organ, gland, or system in the body to support it and make it better. You may still have to take some medicine, but a 125 microgram dose might be able to go to 60 if you can support the body in a certain way. And so, again, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty and figuring out what the body needs and giving it to the body. Hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither those nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
You heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.